Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Moorhead. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields the ball and throws to Cuellar covering. Safe. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Cuellar. Kelly moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Shaw moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is walked intentionally. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a line drive towards short. Belunger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar bunts towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Piniella moves to third. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-1 in the game. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Piniella scores. One out. It's 3-2, Orioles. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorhead hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Shaw moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Shaw scores. Otis moves to third. It's 4-3, Royals. Jim Harden now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alcaraz strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 4, Orioles, 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 4. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Otis steals second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marcelino Lopez now pitching. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Piniella. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alcaraz is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Fiore moves to second. Dick Hall now pitching. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moorhead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May pinch hits for Dick Hall. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 4. The Royals will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Shaw now playing third base. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 4. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fiore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. One out. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Crowley moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.